B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello again, friends. Hi, Zo.
Worcester.
Good morning.
We got a Worcester guy here.
I feel pretty rested.
Tim McCone in for Hardy today on Zolak and Bertrand. You should feel rested.
This is the first Monday in a while where I feel as fresh as lettuce.
Well, you haven't worked in like 4 days.
Yeah, but I mean, I've come in where I haven't worked in previous Mondays, and I think I really attacked the weekend hard.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I'm going to be that guy. Just wasn't that guy this weekend. Got to relax.
What do you mean you weren't that guy? So you...
I chilled. Chilled out.
You didn't
enjoy the time off. Did a lot of family stuff.
Oh, you just sort of relaxed.
Yeah.
You weren't go this weekend.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the game on Thursday night?
It was fine. Good start. I just think the thing that jumps out for me is the defense.
Yeah.
I think the front's got a chance to cause some havoc for teams, especially early in the year, because I don't think the schedule's that difficult. Judon looked good out of the gate.
He looked great.
Second offensive line is a massive drop from the first.
Sure is.
And that's where I worry about. You start judging these quarterbacks based on pairings because, you know, we'll get to the Cam and Mac Jones stuff, but you could just tell Mac Jones, you know, with that second, third line, fourth line guys in there, I'm just thinking, get him out of there. I don't want to get him killed. I didn't want to get him killed at that point because I think he showed enough prior to that to where, you know, they kept getting him going in there. He got hit a couple times on that last drive that he had, and they just said, hey, we're going to call it a night for him.
Yeah.
And I think that was smart. I think that was smart.
Yeah, get Hoyer in there. Let him get killed.
Yeah.
That's what I would say about that.
Yeah, put me in there. Let me
All right, let's get to the big story, though. It's Mac versus Cam. What did you make of Cam's night?
He was okay. I didn't think he didn't do anything to get killed. I think I put that hit on third down on Isaiah Wynn. He got beat by Chase Young. That was not on Cam Newton. I said it on the broadcast.
Well, it's also a good player. A kid's going to be good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, you know, it's that fifth step and that ball's got to be gone a little bit. You know, he's waiting to see that drag from right to left come in. He's seeing it. He's ready to release it. And he kind of starts to release it, but he knows he's getting hit. He tries to pull it back. Ends up being a fumble out in the flat. The one to Jonnu Smith earlier, you know, I just thought, you know, he could have got it to him a little bit earlier, but he saw the coverage coming, and so it's kind of a throwaway. I didn't have a problem with that. And I thought he played well on the scoring drive where they got the field goal. I thought he had a nice pass to Smith on a drag. He's out now, sprained ankle issue. He got tangled up in some half-speed one-on-one drill. And that's a guy that I've talked to people where they worry about deep tissue, soft tissue injuries with that type of guy. He's so damn athletic that it seems like every time these guys explode, boom, they pull something. And that's something to worry about. And Hunter Henry's another guy that's out. So, you know, Cam's going to have Matt Lacoste as a starting tight end on Thursday probably.
Games for Jonnu Smith through 4 years in the NFL, all with Tennessee, of course. 16, 13, 16, 15. That's not a bad track record.
It's not a bad track record at all. And Hunter Henry's isn't that bad either, so considering you know the big blowout injury of the knee. Other than that, it's, yeah.
He's missed four games in 4 years. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not terrible. So, okay. But Jonnu Smith, as you said, was injured
little
on
nagging
Sunday.
Little nagging things for him since he's been here.
Sunday, of course, was the start of joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk more about that coming up. All right. So Cam was fine.
Cam was fine.
Mac Jones, his night, which was far longer than Cam's.
I was impressed what they threw at him. You came out to start the third quarter, no huddle. So, he's calling everything, setting protections, changing the mic. The shot that he took to Wilkerson down that left sideline, thought that was one hell of a throw. I thought he missed Gunnar Olszewski on a deep in cut right to left. He started to get in rhythm getting the ball to J.J. Taylor. And I think he looked at him too quickly. He checked down where I thought he could add a big gainer to Gunner. And I don't think Gunner's fast enough. I don't think Gunner's fast like his receivers were at Alabama on that one look through that he tried to get to him, you know, on the deep dragon post. I don't think he would want that one back. I thought it was a good throw. I thought, you know, number one or number two receiver in this league are going to get that. They're going to go get that ball. But man, they put him empty too. They're motioning backs out, which when you put the kid empty, when you give a rookie anything in a protection scheme where he goes empty, empty's telling you there's somebody coming to hit me. So that means we as a coaching staff trust you to recognize a protection, to understand where the free guy is coming from. And it's on you to handle him and get rid of the ball. And I said this, and I said this throughout camp. He's going to make mistakes. But the impressive thing about Mac Jones is it's 1, 2, 3, ball's gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ball's gone. Whether it's good or bad, whether it's a good decision or bad decision, he's expediting things from the pocket. And that's all you want from a young quarterback. I thought he looked to control the game.
So his stats would tell you that he's 13 of 19. I'm actually going to give him a 15 of 19, if you don't mind. One for the drop. Oh, sorry. The catch that was ruled a drop, which would be Jacoby Myers.
Right.
And the other one would be the Wilkerson non-catch in the end zone. For all this praise of Christian Wilkerson, and there seems to be plenty of it, given that he did have 6 catches the other night.
He's got to make that catch, though.
That's the one I care about.
That gets
him
you on
making.
A roster. That's the one that gets you on an NFL roster and gets you in games.
I care about him making the one in the end zone.
I don't care about the hitches and the curls and the quick outs or the one down the line of scrimmage. That stuff, anybody could complete those. You know what I mean? But it's the ones where you're running away from it and you go make a play in the end zone.
Oh, the praise for Wilkerson is off the charts. It's unreal how much people have fallen in love with that guy. And the Patriots seem to like him too. They've had him around. They got him working with special teamers.
Sure.
They probably are going to find a role for him. They probably like him a lot more than they like N'Keal Harry. They probably have plenty of reason to like him more than Isaiah Zuber.
Isaiah Zuber, yep.
Right?
Yep.
So
I said this too. He reminds me of Cordarrelle Patterson a little bit. Sort of a lanky guy. You know, he's bigger.
Yeah, not that good of a receiver, but can catch
but
a football.
You can see there's something there.
Sometimes.
This guy can play special teams. Get him going. I think they're going to try and force his way on the football team. So we'll see what happens
there.
Well,
look at his competition. What's his competition? N'Keal Harry?
Yeah.
He sucks.
He looked terrible in a game.
He's giving you no reason
can't
to
separate.
Put him on the team. Can't separate. You put him in a game situation, he looks exactly the same as he did a year ago and the year before that. So there's no real growth there for all the good practices he's had in camp. They obviously are not going to translate into an actual game. So, great. Put Christian Wilkerson on the team. Congratulations. You beat out Isaiah Zuber and N'Keal Harry. That's awesome.
I thought that was good by Bill on the no-call, too, on a challenge, you know, on the Jacoby Myers catch. It was definitely a catch. And he said, you know what? There's his first one of his first throws. It's inaccurate. It's a little low. Hell of a catch by Jacoby. Give the kid a 3rd and 5 here.
See how he responds.
Yeah.
See, I'd rather see him
That's
in this
a situational
spot.
Decision. Like, I want to, it does me no good to challenge it. Let's go through a 10-minute thing.
Yeah,
the
it's
kid
also a preseason game.
I want to see the kid first drive, midfield, 3rd and 5.
You see how pissed he was with those timeouts at the end of the game? Ron Rivera,
God.
What the hell are you doing,
no
Riverboat?
No kidding.
What the hell are you doing? He's muttering you under his breath.
Yep.
For timeouts at the end of a preseason game. Yeah. And he would probably do the same thing, you know, for situational football and using it as a teaching experience. Bill would probably do the same exact thing.
He wouldn't get out of there.
He looked like he was ready to get the hell out of there or ready with this game. So as far as Max Knight goes, which is where we started, we got to get back to that. I thought he was good, solid, looked like an NFL quarterback. I don't know that you could take anything from that performance and say, well, he's clearly ready. He's clearly ready to start.
But I watched a lot of games over the weekend, and he's as ready as any of these rookies. Like, Trey Lance had one hell of a throw, but that's like that.
I was going to say, Trey Lance looks like he's ready for the NFL, by the way,
that's,
and I'm going to continue to push that narrative as much as I can because I've been really on that hype train for 3 months now.
Yeah, statistically, Justin Fields had a good day. If you didn't watch the Bears game and you look at it and say, okay, Fields had a decent completion percentage, over 100 yards. He ran for one, threw for one. But like if Wilkerson makes that catch, it's a whole different. People will be going gaga over Jones.
That is true.
That's
if Wilkerson makes the damn catch, the narrative's a little different.
You're adding 55 yards on a touchdown.
But I would also say that the throw was good, and we know it was good.
Oh, it's a great throw.
We know it was a great throw. We didn't need, you know, bottom of the barrel receiver to catch it for us to know he made a great throw.
So all I can
I just caution that in preseason games, there are a lot of guys who have looked like solid NFL quarterbacks that still aren't there yet, that still haven't, you know, fully grown into the role of being the every week starter. That's
right.
All.
Right.
And maybe he is ready. But I don't think there's anything that Mac Jones did that is going to change Bill Belichick's mind about this. Do you think Bill Belichick looks at the performance and says, ooh, I got to start this kid?
No, he looks at it.
And that's how I'm looking at it.
He looks at it.
I think he's going to have to go above and beyond for them to be willing to put him in the game come the start of the season. And then I still believe that Cam will be the starter week one, no matter what. I'm operating on that premise.
See, I think Bill looks at it and says, okay, he's progressing and he's progressing well. Like, he is trending well. And we just got to keep it going with him. I thought he looked comfortable. He didn't have happy feet. I don't think he was guessing. You'll see rookies and you'll guess like, oh, okay, I blew that one. What was I looking at there? I just think the ball, it's a smoother operation. That's all it is. It's the old offense. All I have is to compare it to preseasons of the past. What they gave Jimmy Garoppolo and what they handed Jacoby Brissett when they were here and what they handed Stidham. They're giving this kid a lot more than what they handed them. Like, you go empty first preseason game and give the kid a 2-minute coming out to start it, the third quarter. I haven't seen that in other years. Same coordinators, same head coach. And he's a different guy when he's number one offensive line.
Well, I just got a dispatch from Patriots joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll tell you what that is. It's about Mac Jones. Something's going on with Mac Jones at practice right now. That I don't know that I'd consider it a good development, but it's a development, that's for sure. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. And Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what probably we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Early minutes of the second quarter. Jones with time. Throwing the deep ball down the left side. And might have grazed the fingertips.
What a throw.
And Wilkerson.
What a throw in the bucket. This is the bucket throw that they practice after practice. Good job by Wilkerson. That's just... Go get that ball.
Off the left hand. That is a perfect throw.
Patriots have hit the field as they get ready for another practice with the Eagles. Mac Jones today is practicing with a brace on his left knee. A sleeve or brace. That is on his left knee as they begin practice today.
That's a big difference. Neoprene sleeve as opposed to a support brace.
That don't look sort of bulky. It does. I don't know that it's just neoprene.
Maybe you heard it on a plane.
But it's
getting off the plane.
It's noteworthy. Sorry, that's noteworthy.
It is.
If a quarterback's got now something that he's wearing to protect his knee after not having that, that's noteworthy.
But he's out there. It's good.
He is out there.
Work through it, kid.
Because he's trying to win the job.
Yeah.
That's why.
He smells it. Something smells good. Something's cooking.
And something tells me that if Cam Newton were wearing the brace, you'd think it was a bigger deal.
Not really. Because I don't view him as the same runner. And I don't view Mac Jones as a guy that's going to move around a lot. You know, both guys are intended to be pocket guys now. Cam flat out told you, I'm not going to be a battering ram like I was. Well, that's not good for him.
So if Cam is declaring that, and I don't know when he directly said this. When did he say this?
He said that standing at the podium at one of the last practices.
Okay.
That he spoke at, the three podium.
Okay, if that's the case.
I don't think you were there. I think it was Ted, myself, and maybe Hardy.
If that's the case, if he's declaring that he no longer wants to run the football, isn't he infinitely less useful
yes.
to the Patriots?
Yes.
By saying that.
Because he said the bumps, he said, I remember it. I said, wow, when he said that. Because he was talking about when I dropped back, I still kind of wondering where am I going with the football. And he goes, when you played as long as I have, you know, those bumps and bruises that you get, that accumulate, when you run the ball and you get hit like that, they tend to last a hell of a lot longer, and I don't want to do that anymore. He said, at this point in my career, I don't want to be a battering ram.
That means we're going to need to take away his 12 touchdowns. Retroactively, we're going to take away his 12 touchdowns that he had running the football last year.
Right. For the people that beat that drum, right?
Yeah, for the people that have been very high on that being a big part of his appeal. And by the way, I do agree with you that that is part of his appeal and what is partially what makes up for him being lacking in his passing game last year. I don't give him the full credit that some of you do, but I do give him credit for it. Some people want to disregard it altogether. But let's take that out of the equation. And if that's a refusal on his part, then the Patriots and Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels have less reason to start him at the start of the year. They do. But I still think he's your guy week one. They're treating him like the starter. They view him as the starter, and he will be the starter week one.
Does he seem like he's starting to get a little bit bothered by some things to you?
Well, I know that he was irritated at the press conference the day you're talking about, that press conference you're talking about with the press. That day.
The press conference with the press.
He did seem.
You touch it, I swear to God.
He did seem annoyed.
He's in there and I'll come in and beat your ass.
He did seem very irritable. He did seem very, very pissy about some things. The vaccine question did not go over well with him. And based on his mask-wearing habits, I'm guessing he is not vaccinated. That's a guess on my part based on what I was looking at. On the field, pregame warm-ups, all of that the other day.
Which would be difficult for a starter to, you know, to everything that they referred to last year about how difficult the year was. And, you know, he couldn't develop that chemistry with the teammates and bitched about the Zoom meetings and that. Can't do that again if you're not vaccinated.
What do you mean?
You have to meet separately. No,
it doesn't apply to players. It only applies to coaches. So the rules for him will be that he has to mask up at all times around his teammates.
Oh, that's nothing.
He can't eat with the teammates. That's the other thing. You have to eat separately.
Does he have to travel separately?
Or work out. So things in addition, like in addition to meetings, like extra stuff.
That's nothing. Like he's vegan anyway.
You can't go in the weight room with your teammates.
Can't get in there. Like
get a workout.
Can't lift and dance.
You're gonna go do that somewhere else.
Yep.
Yeah. But as far as meetings go, he can still be in the meetings.
I think Kendrick Bourne will get a lot more accomplished working out without him in the locker room or weight room.
Why
they,
is that?
They like to dance together.
Oh.
They got their little thing going.
They got a thing.
Yep. It's like, concentrate on stretching. Get your stretch in. Get your warm-up in. Yeah, you have to stop playing the damn music at practice. You know.
Why?
Get your stuff done. Get your work done. It's work day. Gets distracting.
Huh.
That's all.
Okay.
But just go and play. As long as you make plays, nobody's going to care.
All right. Hunter Henry was back in pads today for the first time since.
Showed some toughness.
Hurting his shoulder.
He is day-to-day then, not 3 weeks. Huh? Like Bill said, isn't that something?
He did some light work. Mm. Yeah, I don't think he's not going to participate in practice today. But on the injury front, Hunter Henry back in pads and back out on the field today doing some work.
That's good. Feels like they're pushing the, hey, you need to be out there thing. It's more day-to-day than 3 weeks.
He's going to do strength work with Moses Cabrera.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be his day.
Tom likes that. Get some protein, get some strength.
That's good news. Good news. Good news for the Patriots today. But their quarterback, Mac Jones, is wearing a brace. That's something to keep an eye on. Also, as we talk about Cam Newton, we talk about the quarterback situation. What did you make of Cam Newton's, and I know you're a guy who reads big into social media posts. Mm-hmm. I heard you say that last week. That you do read big into the social media posts and what teams are posting and what guys are posting.
Yeah.
Cam Newton put up a post that had a quote about loyalty in it last week on Instagram. Cryptic, per usual.
Yeah.
The quote being, I'm far from perfect, but loyalty, I deserve it.
I don't think this had anything to do with the team. I think this has to do with coverage of him at the position here locally. That I think he hears everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Now he's decided to be upset about coverage. I mean,
I'm gonna be making mistakes out there. I'm human, but damn, like, hey, I played in this league. I deserve some respect. I deserve a little bit of a nod. I went through hell last year with this team. I think that's what that is. I think that's the publicity, public message of, you know, him as a brand. Like, don't attack my brand. Don't attack me. Like, I'm gonna make mistakes. Damn, I'm there every day. You know, I'm working. Deserve some loyalty. For you guys that cover the team. For you guys that report on the team, that talk about it. Talk about all of us, I think. I don't think that has anything to do with the team. I think he's fine with Bill and everything, the team. And he said, hey, Mac Jones was the right pick. He knows it. He's not here long term. He's not stupid. I mean, read the tea leaves. Tell you everything.
Could it mean that Cam Newton is looking for loyalty from the coaching staff to be the number one quarterback and be the starter no matter what at the start of the year?
It could be a rep thing, too.
I think the answer to that is, yep, it could be.
I think he feels it slipping away.
Could it be that he wants the same amount of reps that Mac Jones has been getting? Yeah, so that could be it, too.
Competition 50-50. Don't come to me and say, hey, we know what you can do.
Could it be not at all related to anything with football and related to something in his personal life? Yep, could be. This is why I hate most
the vague ones.
Posts on social media that are vague and cryptic and not direct.
The Gilmore ones.
Oh, it's painful.
Yeah.
It is. You know what was far more useful to me when it came to Stephon Gilmore? Him calling Josina Anderson and telling her what's going on.
Yeah, that
was that resonated. So horrible?
No.
Was that so horrible, Steph? Was it? No, it was actually pretty good. Now everyone knows where you stand. You spoke to a reporter, or you could have said everything that you said to her on your own Twitter feed. You could have typed that out yourself. You didn't have to talk to a reporter, but you chose to. And as a member of the media, I always appreciate that. But give me a break. Now you're inviting. Now, here's what Cam Newton is doing, and what every athlete that does this is inviting. You're inviting the rest of the world to take it and have it mean whatever they think it could mean.
Yeah, we have to assume what it means. That's what we're doing here.
I heard on Friday's Felger and Maz show, Felger was in that day, call it a whopper of an Instagram post. And I'm like, how? How do I know that it is? Now, if I knew he was talking about his coaches or Mac Jones or any of that, I'd say, yeah, that's a big thing for him to say.
Yeah, he's playing
that is noteworthy. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. None. So I choose to disregard it and pay no attention to it.
Well, I think the
timing, what a waste of time.
I think the timing of it. You know, the way that a lot of people, I think, feel that this thing's slipping away from him, that it's inevitable that Jones is going to be the starter.
Like
we all do. I'm comfortable with it.
You think Jones is going to be the starter week one?
I think it's coming. I'm good. I'm seeing it.
I think Cam is going to get his loyalty. If we're going to interpret this as him talking about football, he's going to get his loyalty from Bill. He's shown Bill all kinds of loyalty. I mean, he has puckered up and kissed that man's ass for now over a year.
So did Lauren Malloy.
Different situation. Lawyer Malloy
money.
Had a lot more money to his name.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot more coming his way. And had been...
Maybe that's part of it with Cam, too. Maybe I'm taking a $3 million deal. This kid's making more than me. I'm the starter, and he's getting more reps. I need reps to get ready. I just told you the press publicly in his press conference with the press that I dropped back, and I'm still looking to where do I have to throw the football. I still am not comfortable.
I heard you earlier in your press conference that you had with the press.
There it is. There it is. So if he is talking about football, my response would be, if, again, I don't know if he is. And I'm not going to assume he is. But if he is, just grow a set and say it, would you? Somebody. Somebody just say whatever the hell it is you're trying to have message us. I mean, just say it. What are we doing? Oh, I'm going to say it through this Instagram post, but I'm not actually saying anything because I have all kinds of plausible deniability. Well, then you're just inviting everyone to say, oh, see what it is. He's trying to say he's trying to talk to us cryptically. He's trying to tell us he's pissed at the coaches. He's mad that Mac Jones has more reps than him. Or it could just be that he's just mad about, you know, the way the situation's unfolding. He's just irritable.
I saw him warm up.
I have no idea.
He was jogging around the field and he had his hood on and his scarf all wrapped up and he stopped and he talked to Ron Rivera for a while.
I'm
sitting there watching him talking. I'm like, okay, so here's a coach that went to another team that, you know, likes former players that wants to bring along to help, you know, instill the program from the former place you were at to the new place and carry over. Parcells used to do it all the time. Belichick did it. Why didn't he go after Cam twice? Sitting out there in a free agent market. Like, there's your former quarterback. We keep hearing about the MVP, right? That's Ron Rivera coach team. Like, he remembers that year. Why don't you go get Cam? You have Ryan Fitzpatrick. You have Ryan Fitzpatrick right now. Henneke. A bunch of guys. The Haskins thing was a disaster. It's not his problem. But why don't you go get Cam to help temporarily fix it? Fitzpatrick was talking about retirement. Cam's never even mentioned retirement. Cam wants to play, likes playing. I just thought there. I said, that is interesting. Like, why didn't his former coach, who that quarterback helped elevate to a different stratosphere, went to Super Bowl. Why don't you go get that guy? You know him. You know guys like him on a team, all that stuff. Wouldn't that be good for that team, that organization, that is just sort of floundering right now? Ownership issues, you know, work-related health issues, not a very healthy work environment. Don't even have a real nickname yet, the Washington football team.
I think the work environment was only a problem for the cheerleaders.
Well, I think there was more than that. I think it was a little bit deeper. But, like, there's a team that can use, like, a good guy, good role model.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick is his name.
Is it?
Yeah, he's going to start for them. Yeah. He's their starter.
Squills.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is the guy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Ron Rivera shouldn't get too close. He's not a fan of unvaccinated players. He should have seen the scarf and been like, keep your 6 feet, Cam. Back up, dude. Back up your 6 feet, please.
Yeah, it wasn't six feet.
You don't compromise.
They're pretty close. It wasn't 6 feet.
Stay the hell away from me.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about Cam, because one of your close personal friends and a former Patriots quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, is all aboard the Cam train. Mm. And I'd like to get your reaction to what Drew had to say since the game was played on Thursday night, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
friend of the show, Drew Bledsoe.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about it next.
Excellent friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Should Mac Jones be starting week one?
Oh, man, I think they got to let Cam go a little bit, you know? And I would personally really like to see Cam get a full year. You know, last year, I mean, the cupboard was kind of empty up there, and I think everybody recognizes that now. There wasn't a lot in terms of weapons for him. They went and got some weapons, and I think it'd be great to see Cam get back out there and show why he was an NFL MVP. It also pretty good for Mac to watch it for a year and then be ready to rock going forward. But I'd love to see Cam get a chance to get out there and get after it and show what he can really do.
Drew Bledsoe giving his thoughts on the quarterback battle in New England. Drew knows what it's like to be benched as a veteran. He's been there before.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how that feels. He knows how that's going to feel for Cam.
That
could
be part of it too, man. Like, he's drunk there when he's talking. Just doing one of those wine interviews again.
Who is?
Drew.
Drew is drunk.
He always does these podcasts and wine interviews and these interviews.
You believe he's intoxicated doing the interview?
Well, he always is holding the glass. He's always swiveling it because he's pushing the wine. And he always has the double back. The winery. He does it at the winery.
This was on Fox Sports Radio, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
That interview?
CBS Sports Radio.
I'm sorry, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, he's been back and forth a couple games. I know with the pandemic, he obviously wasn't traveling back here last year. And he does come back to the area a lot to do a lot of the wine stuff.
I mean, come on. Is it any surprise that Drew Bledsoe's saying, oh, no, go with the veteran. Go with the guy with the track record.
Yeah.
Go with the guy with the experience.
I think Drew would think differently if he sat with me and sat through all those games last year. Knowing Drew, would think quite differently. For a guy that, knows how
to operate. So now you're saying Drew's uninformed.
He's very extremely uninformed. Drew. Extremely uninformed.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll call him right now. Get him on. I'll tell you. How many snaps you watch?
Bledsoe, extremely uninformed, says so.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean. What's Jim trying to tell me back there? What? By the way, Lout is here with us today.
Look at him. Look at him in there.
Lout is on the show.
I told you.
I didn't want to just jump in with
him. Why?
I told you, coffee, second break. You haven't been here in a while.
You say he's uninformed, right?
That's what Zoe says.
Where was he a couple weeks ago?
Oh, he's at the owner's birthday party.
Who was there?
The owner.
And who else?
And the head coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not uninformed.
You're saying he's informed about who the starter will be come the start of the season, and he's doing the helper work, the bidding of the owner and the coach.
He's so far removed from that. I don't think they talk football. I don't. I think they talk business.
They had to have talked a little bit of football. They had to talk a little football.
I think it's a quick conversation with him and Bill. I don't think they're sitting at the same table.
So if Drew knows that Cam's going to be the guy the start of the year, and he's doing an interview. He just wants to look good. He wants to look like he's in, you know, he's got a clue.
Yeah.
Right? If you find something out that is off the record, but you know it to be true. I've done it before. You've done it before.
Absolutely.
We've used it to form opinions that end up looking good after the fact.
Yep.
So does it every time.
All the time.
Sometimes he's wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes you get bad info. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it doesn't always play out the way you're told it's going to. Yeah. Maybe that's the way it was supposed to. But.
So he just might know. And I don't think it's actually even a reach to think that Cam Newton is the guy week one.
This shouldn't even be an issue. Should have traded for Garoppolo and got this thing done a long time ago.
Should they have?
Yeah. They tried to.
Yeah. I know.
The team didn't want to play ball.
Well, I think the other team would have played ball for the right price.
I don't know about that.
They wanted more of a price. They wanted more of a give.
Yeah. But that's not happening. I know you're still holding out on that. I'm dead on that one.
I'm starting to come off of that one a little bit. I believe the ownership approval of the money in San Francisco is there. Even if he's not the starter.
Unprecedented. I mean, you do have a $40 million scout team safety.
So my question is this for you, Zoe. How are you going to settle this with Drew? Because you guys have very wildly different opinions on this.
I think I lived it a little more than him.
Instead of just hammering this.
They also have wildly different opinions about Buffalo. They talk about that, too.
No, but I do credit Buffalo. I could see why he would like Buffalo.
Absolutely. Here's a nugget.
But it's a visiting team and a hateful team. You learn to hate Buffalo. Like, that's our rival.
McCone's shaking his head. Are you shaking your head when I'm about to read from Andrew Callahan?
Yeah, I just saw it, too. Yeah.
What you got?
Patriots tight end Matt Lacoste. By the way, one of three Patriots tight ends on the field today. It's Lacoste, Asiasi, and who else?
I forget who the third guy is.
Some third guy that I can't even remember his name. Guy who will not be making the team.
John Tresitsos.
What is it?
John McCluffinus.
Is he still there?
Fumagalli. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, John McCluffinus.
I don't think he's got a great shot at making the team. Patriots tight end Matt Lacoste just got de-cleated by Eagles defensive end Derek Barnett on a short hospital ball from Cam Newton that led him right into the hit. He may have been knocked out. Lacoste was down for 30 seconds and is walking off with members of the medical staff.
The planet Zippy right now.
You're picking up your phone. Who are you texting about that? Who are you texting?
Oh, yeah.
Bedard adds to that, by the way.
What is he adding?
McDaniels looked pissed.
Cam absolutely laid Lacoste out.
And McDaniels looks mad.
That's from somebody there.
According to Bedard, yeah.
That's an awful read.
Forward that to Drew.
Are you going to let Drew know about this?
No. See, that's a funny one because coach will always come back. Man, don't be giving me hospital balls.
Should we maybe schedule Drew for tomorrow or Wednesday and talk to him about it?
No, because he's like, okay, who'd you talk to? No, we could.
I mean, we could. Sure. We could ask him about the birthday party. We could ask him about what he picked up tidbit wise at the birthday party. Mm. We can ask him about what wine he brought to the birthday party.
Oh, it's good. He could always bring the wine.
He did. He provided the wine for the party.
I'm saying here when he comes. Yeah. Next time he comes, bring me more wine. You know what I did? I actually rolled a grilled pizza dough out with his bottle of wine.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah. That's really good. You couldn't have found a rolling pin?
We do have a rolling pin, but the
empty bottle?
Yeah. No. It's a Magnum. Big one. So you could roll it out back.
Oh, of course. Yeah. We know what that is.
Yeah.
Was it empty?
No.
So a full Magnum bottle.
Yep.
That's interesting. Very interesting choice. Couldn't have used any other bottle. It had to be that one.
No, because it's bigger.
Weird flex is right.
It's better. It's bigger.
Yeah, we know. We gather that from the Magnum title. Yeah. We gather that. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on Cam versus Mac? Obviously, thoughts on this stupid Instagram post from Friday that I can't I can't bring myself to care about it.
That's a whopper, though.
And now Cam is throwing hospital balls in joint practices today with the Eagles. And also some roster projections, some risers, some fallers. I want you to give me some of those, though, and react to some of what other people are saying on who's on the rise, who's looking good, the ups and downs, if you will.
I like that.
Of who's going to be on the Patriots roster at the start of the season. We'll do that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds. I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So you should hit up that Eagles concert that we just played that spot for.
I know. Eagles. August 27th, 28th,
that's
right?
Like next Friday.
TD Garden.
Next Friday, you could be there, Zoe.
My daughter wants to go.
Yeah, you should do that. You guys
should
go. I
want to go just to piss Hardy off.
And have a nice, nice time. Speaking of Hardy, he's on vacation this week. T-Bone's living in his house and house-sitting.
All right. I have a lot of questions here. No,
I only have one. How's the hot tub? That's my only question.
Haven't used it yet.
Are you planning on using it? You have to use it at least once.
Tomorrow we're going to use it.
Who's we?
Oh, me and him. I have some things I'm going to do.
You're not coming over.
See, the thing is, Zoe, it's on his way home. He could stop there on his way home. It's out of the way for me.
Before practice, yes.
I'm not going to be there, but Zoe will be.
Did you go through the drawers yet?
No.
That's something you would
do. First thing I would have done.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, because you're a creep.
That's why no one would let you watch their house.
I would never watch someone's house. He's paying you, right?
I didn't ask for anything.
Oh, he'll pay you. He's a good dude. Good guy.
There was no...
Not necessary.
There was no agreed upon price for this work of yours?
No. Work?
What's a dog do all day? Like when you're not there?
I don't know. I'm not there to see the dog. I don't know what the dog does.
I can let it out tomorrow.
That's okay.
What are you going to do if I show up? Well, you're not going to let me in.
Call the police. Lock the doors.
Trespassing.
Run away.
Run away. Run away is a good one.
No, we're having a great time.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How's the shed?
The he shed?
Yeah.
It's full of stuff now. It's not being used as a hangout anymore.
It's got a nice ramp.
Yeah.
No. It's about the size of a house, I would say.
It's large.
Mm. Yeah. Looks like a guest house.
Jake in Boston on the Instagram post from Cam Newton. Jake?
Yeah, if this was 10 years ago and athletes weren't trained to embrace social media narcissism, you could credibly read into Cam's post. But he's a drama queen, and he's at the Rodney Harrison School of playing the disrespect card, except he actually blows chunks. So he's just blowing hot air at this point. But the thing you do take away from it is that Linda liked it. The post. Yeah. And you know who Linda does not follow on Instagram right now?
TB.
Mac Jones.
Oh.
She also doesn't follow TB. But yeah, Mac Jones. So further fueling the fire that she was the reason Cam is here, because she wanted the clout of having Cam here. Now, Dale Arnold has been behind the ball, our former enemy on the engagement ring thing. But Linda is such a narcissist where she's liking comments on her latest post, which was a stupid coach's wives party at their house that even suggests they're engaged. They are not engaged. She just likes every comment because she's obsessed with the attention, and you're feeding the wolf with that one. And lastly, on Drew, holy PTSD on that guy. Listen, not to revisit the past here, but in the game, Drew did get hurt in 2001 after he went 3-and-out on the next series with his collapsed lung. Tom came in, almost drove them down the field, almost won the game, and Mac had that same type of energy and that, or I wouldn't say aura, but that swagger with him on Thursday night, even in a preseason game. You could start to see things start to flow around him. You saw the confidence, the swagger. If Cam Newton is starting on September, whatever it is, against Miami, Bill should be fired and Linda should be shot off into the sun, because Linda has more to do with it than sanity at this point.
But Jake, you should know. You should see that coming. You're sort of indicating it yourself. Linda Holiday follows Cam. She likes his post. She's not even following Mac Jones.
Does not care.
How do you think Bill's feeling about all this?
I think Bill's trapped within a woman he can't dump right now.
I can't. That only goes so far. I'm sorry. That is, she is reflecting, I think what he was leading with is reflecting the thoughts of Bill Belichick, her man. She's going to think the same way that he thinks about the situation, is she not? You think she's got a theory on her own, developed theory on who should be the starting quarterback week one? Or does she know who the starting quarterback is week one? She'd have a better knowledge of it than any of us. And she follows Cam and doesn't follow Mac. Gee, I wonder why. She also loves stars. I mean, who doesn't?
If anybody's going to post something elaborate on Instagram, it's going to be him.
She doesn't follow Mac Jones.
Did Nike like it, though?
Right. Does Nike's account follow Mac Jones?
I mean, he's in the draft room.
He did scout him. Did he not? Is he? Oh, really?
Is he really?
Hey, really? Oh, really? I can't even. I want to talk about some risers fallers on the roster projection front. You can read all the roster projections that are out there, but there's really one name in general I want to focus on. And that would be a one Mr. J.J. Taylor, my friends. Zo, what'd you make of J.J. Taylor?
Fast, low center of gravity. Deion Lewis-esque.
Thank you.
So to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Deion retired recently this past week. But if he could give you anything like that, even something similar to what Deion did, that's a big win. I mean, you showed you could flex him out and throw the ball to him and complete it. I thought he did a great job running over the safety, keeping his balance, you know, continuing that play, Edelman-type play down the field.
Yep.
And he's got that speed. That's stuff you can't coach. They're not a fast team. They need him on the field. They need him in a return game. They need him to extend plays, you know, in the passing game. It's another dimension.
All right, so J.J. Taylor, as I've said for years now, I'm the president of the J.J. Taylor fan club. You know I've been high on this guy for a long time. And now I think he's at a point where you must put him on the roster. In addition to that, Ramondre Stevenson had himself a night with some carries late in the game against, you know, third, fourth stringers.
Thumper. Thumper, though.
He's got some potential.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you bury this guy.
You can't bury him.
How do you bury him? How do you give him Foxborough flu when he's out there running for 92-yard touchdowns?
That's a good point.
Or 91-yard, whatever it was.
That's a good point.
How do you do that?
So, I don't know, but we saw Damian Harris in preseason, you know, a couple years ago, and I just think it's similar to that. We're like,
I would agree.
That flash. But that guy flashed.
We've got some number crunching to do here. There's not enough spots for all the guys on the team. So if Ramondre Stevenson is on the roster, mm-hmm. and J.J. Taylor is on the roster, and by the way, James White will be on the roster. Did you hear Bill Belichick's response to the J.J. White conversations? The James White conversations of last week?
I felt the same prior to that he would be on the roster.
Boy, did Bill Belichick shut that idea down that James White won't be a Patriot. There goes that. So that would mean Damian Harris, James White, Ramondre Stevenson, J.J. Taylor are all on the team. That's four guys. Who's your fifth? Is it Sony Michel? Or is it Brandon Bolden?
It's Bolden over Michel. He plays special teams. He does more. He could catch the ball. He can. In real games, not in preseason. In real games. And he's done it. He's proven it.
That leaves Sony Michel out of the picture. Where's he go? They trade him? Can they get anything for him?
Sure. Absolutely. But you got to run him more.
I was going to say, doesn't that mean you got to play him?
Yeah, you got to play him a lot next week.
Damian Harris, take a seat, kid.
Yeah.
Appreciate your efforts, but Sony gets the start tonight.
Yeah. I go Sony, then Ramondre.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
I would. So they've got to showcase Sony. And I really think it's about showing that he's healthy. That's what it really is about.
Yeah.
It's not about can he run the ball. I mean, there's
no, you got to get him tossed. You got to get him off tackle.
There's plenty of tape on him. It's about showing that he's healthy and he's up to speed.
Sure, he could cut back, all that stuff.
And right? I think you had commented that you think he's moving pretty well.
He's moving great. I think he's had a good camp.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Got to move Sony.
I put him in that Harry class, like good camps. Guys are practicing hard. Looks better. He does look better. He looks quicker. Like, he looks quicker. Nikhil does not look quicker to me. He looks strong. He doesn't look quicker to me. And that's right. That transpired in the game. That played its thing out. It's like the same feet. Good. All set.
Beatles, Zoe, and McCone here on this Monday.
Good off-topic show, like in between. segments.
What do you mean?
We had some good discussions here off topic, like during the breaks. Our break show is pretty good.
Off-air show?
Oh, stop. Don't, let's not use that.
Yeah.
What's the...
What's been so good? Why don't you share something with the class?
He's a freak. I'm learning more about it. I totally agree with you, but you know I'm nuts.
Yeah, you set me up for that. Yeah, you set me up for that.
What are you talking about? He had nothing to do with that. You brought it up first.
Yeah.
You're a freak. He's not a freak. He just happened to agree with a freak.
Pretty much.
McCone has our headlines. We're right back. No commercials here. Red Sox swept the Orioles over the weekend. Is baseball back on for the Red Sox? Are we back in this thing, Zoe? We'll find out. Find out what you think about that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.